Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early-season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data show pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10th. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10, who are more prone to severe symptoms. CMU Health said their team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventive measures, flu vaccination, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home, as the flu season is expected to extend into spring. A former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Carthron was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwalt on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Health Care Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is prosecuting the case. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make a brave decision to testify. On Wednesday, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement. Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rules does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to the defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-wheel drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual-zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease the 2026 Buick Encore GX all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and more for only $324 per month. Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave preferred with all-wheel drive with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details today. While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
A house fire in St. Clair Township early Tuesday morning claimed the life of a 47-year-old woman. Deputies were called to a home on a 4300 block of Yankee Road around 2:20 a.m. after reports that people were still inside the burning residence. When deputies arrived, they found a 73-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl safely outside on the front porch. Another woman remained trapped inside the home. Deputies attempted to enter but were forced back by heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters with the St. Clair Area Fire Authority later rescued the trapped woman through a second-story window. The victim, identified as Laura Bramlett, was taken to McLaren Macomb Hospital by Tri-Hospital EMS, where she later died from her injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. And drivers across mid-Michigan faced multiple traffic slowdowns this week after a series of crashes along the region's major highways. The Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, reported several incidents on I-75, including one in Saginaw County near the M81 exit that temporarily shut down southbound lanes before reopening. One of the incidents was a semi-truck rolled over in a ditch on I-75 near Saginaw. And feet in front of that incident was another semi that jackknifed and blocked multiple lanes of traffic. Other wrecks were reported and later cleared in Aranac County and Tuscola counties, including crashes near Sterling Road in Aranac County, after US 10 in Bay County, and along M81 in Tuscola County. In Genesee County, an accident on eastbound I-69 near I-475 briefly blocked multiple lanes before crews cleared the scene. And in the Thumb of Michigan, multiple vehicles were reported off the roadways in ditches and farm fields. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously as winter weather continues to create slick conditions across the region. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall. They're just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.